Anyway, schools all over the UK have been taking part in a project called V-Email, and pupils have been receiving letters from veterans of World War II sharing their memories, and then they write a letter back. It's because the children have been making this personal connection with part of our history. Our man, Joe Leamer, who's taking over from John at 10 o'clock, has been along to King's Oak Academy in Kingswood to hear their thoughts.
So I'm here at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood in the upper school with pupils Peter, Lila and Quill, talking about VE Day on Thursday and finding out just what they would like to know from a war veteran. A war veteran will be writing a letter to them very soon and they'll be replying. So I want to know from each of you, what kind of questions would you want to ask about a war veteran? What would you like to know about their time in the forces?
I'd like to know, like, how... basically the inner workings of it, because I've always been fascinated by regiments like the army, the military, the navy, and I just want to know, like, the inner, like, the, not really the science that goes into it, but, like, from an inside point of view, like, how it functions.
In terms of what? In terms of how they communicate, or how they deploy people to certain parts of the world, or what other things?
A mix of the two, really, like how the communications work, how obviously deployments work and function, just like overall, just the inner workings of the military.
All right, Peter, what about you? If you could write to a war veteran, and you will be soon, what kind of questions will you be asking in that letter?
Personally, I'd love to know how it still psychologically affects them, really. Because obviously it's quite a traumatic thing going to war. Like, obviously you see many things that would be graphic and gruesome. And it's like, I would love to know how that still affects them. Like, in the poem we were reading, it was talking about, when we were reading Remains, it was talking about a soldier who had to kill a looter. And he was saying things like, I still see him when I close my eyes and things like that. And I would love to know how some of the images that that person would have seen still plays on their mind, if you know what I mean.
And finally, Lila, what would you write in a letter to a veteran?
I'd want to know, like, what the life was like on the front lines in World War II. Like, how warfare was done back then compared to now. Like, I can't remember if it was World War One or World War Two. They had, like, trench warfare. And, like, I want to know, like, what it was like being on the front lines and, like, what the conditions were like and things like that.
Okay, Peter, Lila and Quill, can I say a massive thank you for all of you talking so brilliantly, so honestly, having such insightful questions, and that you're learning about what it's like to be at war as you celebrate VE Day. Great to meet you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.